USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.